I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the Reproductive Rights Amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
Everybody has dreams. You can't get advice on what you should do with your life, right? Nobody knows what you are. Like, even sometimes you don't really even know what you are. You gotta take your shot. As much as you want people to agree and you want the people around you to be supporting your dreams and all, it's not gonna be like that all the time. You gotta do it alone.
Sometimes we get too hung up on who doesn't support our dream, right? My wife doesn't support my dream. My husband doesn't support my dream. My parents don't believe in my dream. Well, let me ask you a very important question. Do you support your dream?
Following your dreams is a lonely, solitary, scary, dangerous pursuit.
In the process of working on your dreams, you are going to incur a lot of disappointment, a lot of failure, a lot of pain, a lot of setbacks, a lot of defeats. But in the process of doing that, you will discover some things about yourself that you don't know right now.
You are walking into an arena, and you must be ready to work. There could be no weakness. There could be no excuses. The stage is set, and it's time to rock and roll.
There's nothing wrong with the opportunity. You're not giving 120. You're giving 70. You're giving 60. You're giving 50. And you won't with these people who've given sweat. Who's giving blood? Who's giving tears? You want what they paid for, and it ain't free.
If you can't think, if you can't bring yourself to move out of your current mental state to one of growth, purpose, and progress, take a deep inhale. Ask yourself what you need in your life right now. Close your eyes and exhale into the vision you have for your life. What is above you? What's in front of you? You can't go any lower. Only direction now is up. All you have to do is just move that one inch.
Life is 10% what happens to you, is 90% what you do about it. No matter who you are, no matter where you are in life, you can take the lid off of your jar. And if you're wondering if you still have the lid on in your life, here are some clues that's going to let you know that the lid is still on. If you're not excited about waking up in the morning, if you're sitting around bored out of your mind, if you got time to do everything anybody asks you to do, you probably got the lid on.
Right? When you're willing to throw it all on the line, that's when life takes on a whole new dimension. See, most people won't do that. They won't risk that. So decide to take some risks. You want to break the routine. Most people go through life following that routine, and we know that that is a living death. Going through life, playing it safe, is like a breathing cross.
If there's anything I can pour from my heart, if there's anything I can give you in this moment, my greatest piece of advice is to protect your hunger.
You have time. You have the knowledge and the willpower and the discipline to get it done.
Your heart, your life, your happiness is your responsibility and your responsibility alone.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the Reproductive Rights Amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the Reproductive Rights Amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
If you can stay hungry, you can get the resources. If you can stay hungry, you can get the strategy. If you can stay hungry, the ideas gonna come. If you can stay hungry, the connections will be aligned. If you can stay hungry.
You have to picture yourself there. Wherever it is, you've got to picture yourself there. All right, the next step is you've got to believe it.
When you are hungry, when you are no longer full, when you are no longer satisfied with where you are and you raise your standards, it is only then that you can have your future. What is the dream that God has given you? So I need you every single day you wake up and go after that dream.
This is your moment. It's not tomorrow. It's not next year. It's right here, right now.
Because the only way that you can grow, you've got to risk. The only way that you can become your best, you have got to risk. You got to challenge yourself. You've got to venture into the unknown. You got to take some chances. Got to put you on the line.
Defining ourselves by what we are not is the first step that leads us to really knowing who we are. You know that group of friends that you hang out with that they really might not bring out the best in you? Well, those people, those places, those things, stop giving them your time and energy. Just don't go there. I mean, put them down. And when you do this, when you do put them down, when you quit going there, when you quit giving them your time, you inadvertently find yourself spending more time and in more places that are healthy for you, that bring you more joy. Why? Because you just eliminated the who's, the where's, the what's, and the when's that were keeping you from your identity.
If you aim at something and you aim carefully and thoughtfully, that you will orient yourself in a manner that makes you aware of the opportunities that will put you in that direction. And so part of the reason that it's so useful to orient yourself with regards to a specific aim.
Along that road, you're not gonna see too many friends. You're gonna see your shadow most often. You gotta trust in the heart of hearts, inside what you're doing, what you believe in is a worthy cause of winning the fight. It's not the title that makes you, it's not the success that makes you. the character, defines the success, defines the fame, and it starts right there.
One of the things that we know about life is that it is always changing. Sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. Sometimes things go real well, and sometimes they don't. Now that's that thing called life. But you're gonna have some ups and you're gonna have some downs. But during those down moments, that's where the growth takes place.
Are you the kind of person that pushes yourself to step into that? Or do you pull back? Even if you don't feel like doing that hard work, you can still push yourself to do it. Your feelings aren't a choice. Your behavior and your thoughts are always a choice.
Many of you, as I have been, as I am, are where you are in your life based upon what you believe.
This is your time. This is your moment. Your destiny is calling out to you.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly Stewart Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the Reproductive Rights Amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.